still need you to drop this soundtrack on Spotify, John.
Five, you know, I lost a lot of it.
What happened?
Just disappeared.
Misappropriation of music.
This is one of the only surviving mixes I have.
Hello, and welcome to John Explains Spotify. Louisville's best god. Oh, gosh. I got to restart it.
Louisville's best podcast.
Louisville's best
podcast. We're talking about fish from now on, guys.
It is the Louisville's best podcast.
Due to the writer's strike, we have now had to get our own material, and we're talking about fish.
Yeah, because
if you can't hear it, we're on the lake right now.
The podcast. That would be that's right up there with the Spooky Horse podcast. We're going to start
Pony.
Spooky Pony. Yeah,
Spooky Pony.
Were you down here when we're talking about that? We're going to start the Spooky Pony podcast.
It's named after that horse.
Yeah, the horse that we didn't talk about.
Oh gosh, this is Louisville's best podcast.
You know that the horse has no name, right? Because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Well, the lady doesn't have a name either. But
no, she does.
Kelly. She does Kelly. Live at. She does. She's Kelly, and she does
she's
live at
Dick's 36, granddaughter.
3648 apartment A in the Kent.
Oh, if you're just joining this podcast, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Yeah. But the last podcast, we just talked about all this. But so excited. Myself, John, Charlie here, getting another podcast off the ground, maybe. Oh, we even got applause.
They're still there, man.
2 weeks in a row.
They're still there from last week.
Crowds are gathered outside John's basement windows.
We haven't let them out of the basement yet.
You're going to stay here and clap.
Actually, they had... They were over at Brian's house,
yeah,
and came over here when he was like, I'm not podcasting tonight.
They all got the stomach flu.
Yes.
At Brian's house, and so.
Well, thank you about you, Brian, but.
Yeah.
Because earlier it was like, okay, well, we're going to podcast, and then we think it's his son is just kind of sick. Maybe he's got allergies. We're like, oh, okay, no problem. And they're like, he's like, I think I got the stomach virus. We're like, nope. See you later, man.
Nope.
We love you, but I'm not coming over there.
Aaron, I think, is sleeping. He was feeling sick or has something going on. So it's just the three of us. Building castles in the sand like Will Smith. Oh, excited. So let's see how everybody's doing. Last podcast, I just got to ask John. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Everybody. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
Yes. About to ship my only daughter off to college.
Ship.
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, ships. But you really need to enunciate.
Yes.
Kinsey's going upstairs. We can start talking adult talk again. So we can start talking like adults.
But, John, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
All right. When you were a kid.
Yes.
Did you ever get the Nickelodeon moon shoes?
No. I never had the moon shoes. They came out after I was done with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because what I remember about moon shoes was in the commercials, you could actually jump over your house.
I mean, yeah, to the moon.
Yeah, you could jump a long way.
To the moon.
But I was beyond that by that time. I had graduated away from all that type of stuff. Plus, when you look down, they were so cheap. My parents were not going to buy that type of stuff. I was like, did you have moon shoes?
I think I had some after the fact that we got at a garage sale that were probably broke, and I never actually got to use them. But... Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Living the dream, Tim.
Did you ever have any moon shoes?
No, that's too fat for him. Speaking of being fat, I've gained back a bunch of my weight, so I got a personal trainer like this dude that's on Instagram. That was my first point. This plan is insane. I have never been this sore in my entire life.
What are you doing?
Does he have you wearing moon shoes?
I feel like that.
Got him on a pogo stick. Yeah.
It's a lot of. I haven't done ab workout ever in my life.
Oh.
And every day there's at least 8 to 12 sets of ab workout. And it's like there's really short breaks between. It's a lot of legs and a lot of abs. And my legs are sore, my abs are sore. And like the meal, it came with a meal plan too. And it's. It's a lot of food. It's all like lean and nothing processed. Like,
sounds expensive.
The plan itself wasn't expensive, and the food's not that expensive either. Like, let me just give you what breakfast is, and I'll tell you what. This is a scarfer barf. Let me tell you. So breakfast, just breakfast, is a cup and a half of egg whites, one egg, spinach, which is like 28 grams, but when you cook it, it's you know, literally the size of a teaspoon, 200 grams of strawberries, 148 grams of blueberries, a scoop of protein powder.
I don't have time to do that, Charlie.
Well, here's the thing, Tim. I have eaten so many egg whites over the past few years that I just can't eat them anymore. I can't cook them and eat them. So I've been making smoothies.
Just put it all in there.
Yep.
What's that taste like?
Actually, it tastes really good. I put in enough ice that it dilutes but yeah.
I have a news story.
John and I have not been on the same page tonight at all.
Yeah, he's got the page in his hand.
Fair enough.
This is one we can all relate to. Now, the picture doesn't do this guy justice because in this he has bright purple hair. And this one, you can't tell because it's black and white.
Wait, the person with the long hair has bright purple hair?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a dumb crime. Alleged robber uses gun many will recognize to try to rob a store. Let's see here. An armed robbery this week in South Carolina. Convenience store apparently wasn't as armed as the clerk thought. CNN reports on Tuesday incident at a Kiwik stop in a small town in Sharon, where a man donning a hood, a wig, a mask entered the store at around 5:45 p.m. and released from the York County Sheriff's Office. According to authorities, a suspect pointed a gun at the waistband and ordered the clerk to hand over whatever cash was in the register, about $300. Deputies tracked down Desperado in a parking lot at a nearby Dollar General and placed him under arrest. They say that the pistol he used was tucked into his pants, except it wasn't an actual pistol. It was a fake gun used by the Nintendo video game Duck Hunt.
Ooh. Mm. I wonder if it was the orange one or the gray one.
I'd say it's probably the orange one. This guy looks like he's probably too young for the gray one.
Okay.
He had spray painted it black, though. So.
Okay.
And it could appear to mean that the Desperado couldn't be busted for an actual armed robbery. Actually, I don't think he was really that dumb then. It's really a dumb crime if you're smart enough to spray paint and say, just a duck hunt pistol instead of using a BB gun or something that could really, do some harm there.
It's interesting.
So anyways, law and order, law and crime notes of South Carolina, even the mere representation of possessing a deadly weapon that a witness reasonably believed to be a real gun is enough to hit someone with those charges. He was charged with armed robbery and deadly weapon and petty larceny over less than $2,000 and wearing a mask and the like, which we all wore masks for a year. I don't know why that'd be a problem now. In the beginning, held out without bond in a York County detention center. So, dumb crime.
John.
Yes.
Which Nintendo accessory would be the worst to try to commit a robbery with?
Probably the, I'd say the best to try to rob a Quick Mark with would probably be the Nintendo Advantage controller, because you could use the turbo button to reach in and grab the money real quick.
Get a Game Genie.
Probably the
Infinite
worst.
Lies.
Probably the worst in my book to rob anything with would probably be rob the robot.
Yeah,
because he's so dang slow. He didn't work right either. The stupid gyro just keeps. You could burn your fingers on those gyros. Do you know that?
I wasn't rich enough to have that, John.
The only thing we used mine for was to skin the faces off of G.I. Joe figures with. Because that thing would get up some speed, because those gyros had to go fast. Yeah, Rob would be absolute the worst thing. Just walk him with a Rob the Robot and say, get him. Nah.
No.
But, I mean, I don't
know. What about one of those, like, bazooka things? Didn't they have, like, a...
I don't know.
The Power Glove.
The Power Glove was awesome. It didn't work right, but it looked cool.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had that power glove.
Isn't that all of the old NES? It didn't work right, but man, did that stuff look cool.
It did look cool. The power glove looked really cool.
What was the, I think it was the SNES. Zapper was that giant bazooka looking
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I couldn't remember. I had the original
on your shoulder.
I had the original with Rob the Robot. I had one.
Yeah, man, you were
Gyromite was the game, right?
Gyromite, yeah.
You were fancy.
And we never played with the robot. We would just use the paddles to try to crush each other while we were playing it, because the robot never really worked right. I wish I still had one though. I wish I had one of those.
They're
now.
Worth a lot now.
Worth a ton of money. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Stupid criminal, maybe stupid criminal.
I don't know. I think it's open to debate.
I'm going to go with stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with stupid. I'm going to say he did not know that having a fake gun would clear him of arm.
Let me look at the guy. He looks like he's from Billy from Smashing Pumpkins.
It does look like Billy Corgan.
Yeah, it's like Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, with hair. Anywho.
You want me to read the ghost pony story?
No, spooky ponies. Oh, okay. No spooky ponies.
We're going to save that name. I need to get on there. Right.
Well, John, if I may.
Yes, sir.
All of Hollywood is on strike.
Really?
Not all of Hollywood. Writers, actors, the like. They're all on strike.
Here's a bigger question for me. Do I really care? I mean, do I honestly, at the end of the day, and I understand we're having a conversation on this tonight. I'm glad we are. But mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know if I really care yet. I mean, there hasn't been, I'm watching all the old Destination.
You're watching all the old Babylon 5s?
No, I'm not watching those. But as of recently, HBO has grabbed the licensing for all the old Discovery Channel shows.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm watching all the old Expedition Unknowns and stuff like that on there, which is absolutely amazing. So, I mean, I'm good. I mean, if they don't make another show for a while, I mean, I don't really.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me any. Now, Carla's going to go off the rail if she don't get some new show here.
She's going to struggle pretty soon,
because all I know is that she's still watching General Hospital, and the writing on there has gotten so bad. We could write for it. We could actually write for that right now because of this writer strike.
Can we put a puppet in there?
That'd be amazing.
Because I think you can in soap operas. Because that one soap opera had a puppet in it.
Soap operas are whack. Yeah. Those old, some of them.
Some
are
girl
crazy.
I dated watched that one. I forgot.
It had
what
a puppet
called.
In it.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was an evil doll that came to life.
Oh yeah, that's not really a puppet though.
It was kind of a puppet.
It ain't really a puppet.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So what Charlie found for us is from TV Insider. It's a list of shows that have been delayed because of the writer/actor/everybody on strike. So I'm going to highlight a couple of them that may be of interest to us. I'm going to highlight a couple of them that may not be of interest to us. We're going to go into it. So the first one, not really of interest, but I want to mention it. It's the American Horror Story season 12. And it's the Kim Kardashian season.
Is she in it? Was she supposed to be in it?
So I know that really upsets you.
Now, Susie, a couple years ago, made me sit down and watch the one that was Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the cult?
Yeah, it was the one where they nuked the world. And it's not my jam. So losing a season of American Horror Story is not going to hurt my feelings whatsoever. She likes it. She would watch it. I don't know if she's still watching it or not, but
yeah,
when she was watching it, that's the one she watched. She watched that one all the time. She loved that season.
I never watched it. Never watched one single episode.
I tried to get into it and I couldn't. It was kind of like the same thing people said about what was it, that show everybody loved? Black Mirror. Oh, you didn't watch it. You shouldn't watch the first season first of American Horror Story. Yeah. Gonna watch the first season. I accidentally caught a few of the episodes of American Horror Stories, the anthology series. It was okay.
Yeah. Black Mirror, I just watched an episode here or there. I didn't really, I don't know.
Only one of Black Mirror that I ever watched was one they had.
The Star Trek episode?
No, it was the one where it was the Choose Your Own Adventure game.
Oh.
Banner Witch or whatever it was called. I can't remember the name of it.
Cumbersnatch?
Yeah. Yeah, might as well have been. That was kind of cool because it actually interactively worked with your Roku controller.
Okay.
So when you're watching it, you actually got to make the choices,
yeah,
which was kind of cool. Yeah. I like that. But
it's called like Bandersnatch or something.
Bandersnatch. Yeah, something. Yeah. I can't remember. But yeah.
Benedict Cumbersnatch.
Yeah. Up next, sad news. Andor season 2.
That kind of hurts. That kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Because Andor season 1 was so good.
Enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it.
I never finished it. I need to sit down and watch it.
Carla watched, I think, 20 minutes of the first episode and said, this is boring, and never came back.
Yeah.
But I've watched this. I've watched it twice.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I said I watched it again. And I really like it. I mean, it's a good series. I'm waiting for Ahsoka, too, though. I'm glad they got Ahsoka done before. So, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But
because it takes so long for Disney to make a second episode.
If Disney isn't just some big fiery crater by the time the strike is over.
That's true. Speaking of Disney, Pre-production on Blade has been stopped. Get off me, fly. There's a fly crawling on me. Anyways, pre-production has been stopped. The Marvel series is set to start. The guy whose name I can't pronounce.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series. It's, of course, about the Vampire Hunter Blade.
Huh.
It was to begin filming in June, and now it's not.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's just be real here for a second. I think Marvel needs to take a deep breath and just stop.
Well, the guy said they are. The guy said they're going to stop making TV series for a while.
They need to stop making. They should have stopped making everything. Endgame. They gave it about a 2-year break, and then came back with X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
but man, they've just
They have outside run of Loki
to the ground. Marvel. Loki was good.
Yeah.
And I haven't finished Secret Invasion yet, so
it's okay. It's good enough to get by.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one, Charlie, I didn't even know it was a thing. Another Blade Runner movie.
I didn't know that either.
2099.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I haven't even watched the second or the whichever one.
Did you watch the first one?
A long time ago.
Which version of the first one? Because there's like literally 10 different versions.
I don't know.
There's the original version. There's a director cut version. There's the
Renegade cut. I watched one of
Harrison
them.
Harrison Ford version. No. There's the...
up next, Cobra Kai, the final season.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss that.
So Cobra Kai is a show I hate watch.
I've
like,
never watched it.
Where like I want so bad for it to be good. And it never is. And it's one of those shows that it's just a circular plot. It's like, Charlie and I hate each other today. Tomorrow, Charlie and I are best friends.
How could you betray me?
Yeah, for eating my sandwich that I told you you could have. Yeah, it's that.
No, thank you. I don't have any desires.
In the final episode of the last season... Terry, the villain from the third movie with the long ponytail, got arrested. And
thank you.
And then
I can finally breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. So Daredevil Born Again. Shut down.
Forever.
Forever.
Daredevil Dead Again.
She-Hulk broke him.
You talk about a waste of a show.
I loved that show. I'm sorry. I know you guys didn't, but I thought it was great.
Well, it wasn't.
There were episodes I really enjoyed, and there were other episodes where I'm just like
The episodes with Tim Roth.
Tim Roth was
great. It was great.
Was the best episodes. Those were the good episodes.
The ending kind of just it for me. The rest of it, I was fine with.
I thought the ending was great too.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of the fourth wall breaking stuff. I just don't. Not my bag.
I think it was a good escape from the Marvel. Everything's so serious.
The norm.
And the world's going to end if we don't band together and fight. This is just stupid fun.
See, my thing with this, with Daredevil Born Again, is how can it ever compare to the Netflix series?
It won't.
There's no way you can. And that's what everybody's going to do. Oh, it's not Netflix series. And it's just.
After I saw the Kingpin in a Hawaiian shirt in Hawkeye, I was like, I didn't hate it, but like Disney does not care about the Marvel Netflix. They're going to cash in on the how popular it was, and then they don't care. They're going to make it part of their Disney universe, which is fine. I wish that Netflix could have held on to him and continued on a more adult version with the Marvel Knights. That whole series wasn't the Max series in Marvel Comics, but it was a mature audiences or a PG-13. So as compared to your standard comics, which I think that they should continue to do that, have an adult line, a more mature, not an adult, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
I think that they should do that. Both, of course they're not going to, that's fine. Yeah.
Both seasons of The Punisher were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great show.
I never finished the second season.
Oh,
I got sidetracked on something.
Second season's amazing.
How I Met Your Mother.
up next, guys, it's some new show called Duster. with Josh Holloway from Lost.
They're acting and, like that's going to be a huge loss to all of us that show's like.
Oh, it's a J.J. Abrams vehicle.
I don't know what it's about, but I've seen a lot. There's a lot of videos out there rolling around on YouTube and stuff. It's like, oh, the Dusty, it got canceled.
It doesn't even say what it's about here.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're making a big deal out like it. Like it's the end of the world that show isn't being finished up.
Family Guy season 22.
Don't watch it.
You know,
I can't stand that show. That 22. I can't. The only one of those quote unquote adult cartoons that I watch is Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Because that's hilarious.
A lot of people like Bob's Burgers.
We do. Me and Susie really liked it.
On HBO, the Game of Thrones prequel, Night of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. I don't know.
Ooh, that's a lot of.
And then also House of Dragons season 2.
See, now I kind of missed that because I got into House of Dragons.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are like, no, it wasn't Game of Thrones, but I didn't care. I liked it.
Here's one that might be surprising for you. Jeopardy, season 39.
I guess you got to have writers for it.
On strike. I mean, do you?
Well, yeah, but she's probably, as an actor, she's probably on. Or he, who's doing that show?
I think Ken Jennings is back.
Oh, he was terrible.
I think she got in trouble.
He's
No, she just does the celebrity shows.
He's not that good.
He's Ken Jennings.
He's not Alex Trebek.
Well, nobody's Alex Trebek.
They should get Ryan Seacrest to do
it. Oh, my gosh, guys.
And do Wheel of Fortune.
The 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Oh, no.
How are we going to survive without golden popcorn trophies?
I don't know. We got to.
I never heard of this. The movie called Metropolis? No, it's a TV series called Metropolis.
Is it based on the old movie Metropolis?
I don't know. It's this guy's big budget sci-fi series, Metropolis.
There was a 1930s film called Metropolis. It's
based on the 1927 Fritz Lang movie of the same name.
2730, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Never seen, I need to watch that.
What's it about?
It's about Metropolis.
It's a...
You acted like you were like, oh, the 1930s. Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, I'm aware of a lot of things, Tim. It doesn't mean I know about it.
I think it's
I've read books before.
I think it's kind of a dystopian. I don't know exactly what it is about. I'd have to look it up. I'm not even going to wait.
Robots and people that can't speak well because I think it's a silent film and bad makeup and
The Rings of Power season 2. I could not make it through the first episode.
You know, I never watched any of it. I
couldn't make it through the
first episode. I didn't watch any of that.
Episode. It was, and I got some people who were like, oh, you got to watch it. And I'm like, I can't.
Is it because it's slow or just because it's horrible?
Yeah, it was just slow. I could not pay attention. Saturday Night Live season 48.
Oh, well, you can, ooh. Oh, man. Mm.
Oh, the Stranger Things final season.
That lasted two seasons too long.
I enjoyed the last season.
The head moments.
The season before that was poop.
The one where they're in the mall.
Was that the season before it?
I think
no. Season 2 was terrible.
Yeah, season 2 wasn't that great. The one that was in the mall was okay.
Yeah. Season 2 is where she left and went and become like a rebel or something.
But this last one was just way too long.
It was two episodes too long. Yeah, and
that last episode was like 4 hours long or something like that. It did have that really cool scene where Eddie was playing guitar on top of in the Upside Down, which was kind
of
cool.
The Last of Us season 2.
I have such mixed emotions about season 1.
Yeah.
I wanted to
watch it, Charlie?
No.
I wanted to like it.
But it got too woke for Joe.
No, it ain't gonna be woke. I'm joking. It didn't. I can't even really explain it.
It had so much potential to be really, really good, and it just overall was kind of flat.
It just didn't quite do anything. I think the problem with it is everything that they could do, everything that they tried to do, had already been done in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And so it just,
I mean, The Walking Dead is thrown so much at the wall.
Yeah.
It's just like, they got tigers in The Walking
Dead. So when you, because I watched Walking Dead from the first night.
Yeah.
And
until I finally couldn't
until
take
finally
it.
I got into season 46 of Negan, and it was just like, I can't take this anymore. I gotta quit. Negan. And so once you've seen that, and they're like, oh, shh, it's clickers, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it's all right. So it was okay, but it just didn't really. It didn't really hit where I wanted it to.
Yeah.
I was really excited for it. It's like, oh, this is going to be cool. But if you played the game, you've seen the show.
You've seen it all. Yeah.
So it's kind of.
Season 4 of The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal is just out of work right now. Poor Pedro Pascal.
He's standing on a sidewalk.
He's like, I just
somewhere.
Need a young person to take care of.
He's standing on the sidewalk over there by the J Mall.
Yeah, people
with his helmet.
People have signs of like, bring me food. He's like, bring me young people to save.
People dropping dollars in his Mandalorian helmet.
Now, did either of you watch The Old Man with Jeff Bridges?
No.
I couldn't tell if it was like basically a poor man's like old Logan, but
it was just so disjointed.
Really?
And I love Aaliyah Shawkat. I think she's a great actress. And I think she was great in that role. However, it just...
Is the girl from Arrested Development?
I think she... Yeah.
Okay.
It was maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Never really watched that show either, so.
That's fair. And then, let's see what else. The Penguin, starring, what's his face?
Colin Farrell. Yeah.
Playing his best Richard Kreiner, whatever his name is.
Richard Kind.
There you go.
I was kind of looking forward to that one.
I would have really enjoyed that, yeah.
Because... I think he was the best rendition of the Penguin. Any of the Batman stuff.
It was either him or Danny DeVito.
Burgess Meredith. Yeah. Well, I mean, but they did a really good job with that. They didn't make him into a caricature. That was what was cool about it.
He wasn't
like some big overly heavy, you know,
right.
Big nose penguin looking person.
He wasn't a penguin.
Yeah, he wasn't a penguin. He was just his nickname.
It was
just
Penguin John.
And I know a lot of people have bad things to say about the Batman, but I like the Batman.
I thought it was a good film. Too long, but it was a good film.
He was a great Batman. He was a really bad Bruce Wayne, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. He was a broody Wayne.
But he had the best he was the best beat the crap out of people Batman that we've seen.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that in The Flash.
I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to give no spoilers.
Okay.
But in The Flash, the Michael Keaton Batman gets his due that he didn't get in the first movies.
That's
good. Because he throws down in this one.
Good for Michael Keaton.
I liked it. I liked The Flash.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I'm done. Whatever show you like, it's on Writer's Strike. It's delayed. You know?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing about this is their big complaint, or what I understand to be the big complaint, is AI.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're all on strike because they don't want AI to write things, or they don't want AI to do this.
They don't want AI to act for them.
But being on strike like this, eventually somebody's going to turn around and go, well, let's just use AI to write this stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can understand their point, but can you fight the future? You know, that's the whole thing. Because like even in Secret Invasion, the beginning, the opening scene, all of that art is done by AI. They did it all by AI, and that was a big problem.
Like the opening sequence?
Yeah, the opening sequence was AI. So they were getting Disney or Marvel was getting a lot of pushback because a computer did that and nobody else did it. And it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. It doesn't take a whole lot of talent to do this stuff
anymore. Yeah.
And so,
John, I think I'm going to take a part of the podcast each week and tell you that you just named a new podcast.
Oh yeah.
Last week, Spooky Pony.
I'm writing Spooky Pony down
this week. Can you fight the future?
Can you fight the future?
Can you fight the future?
What would that podcast be about?
We just talk about some kind of new development that's going to either ruin our lives or make our lives better. It's just us testing out Amazon products.
We can do that. I could do that.
I got this off Temu.
Can you fight the future?
Can you fight the future? And that's how it ends. It's just you going, can you fight the future?
This is a pretty good product, but can you fight the future?
Yeah.
It's
good.
See?
It's good. Look, if you want to fight the future, you can fight it with us every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, not Stitcher,
No, Anchor. There is no Stitcher.
Spotify. Pretty soon, we're just going to get an AI version of Aaron.
Actually, soon, we're just going to let AI do the whole podcast.
The whole podcast.
Aaron versus AI.
I'd watch that. Aaron in his red shorts. Mm-hmm. Just like,
let's do this, guys. Let's bring it.